Confessio Prolixior. Excerpts from the Longer Confession. A Meditation by Gottschalk. I believe, and also confess, that although thou hadst foreknown, before the ages, all things future, whether good or evil, that thou hast predestinated only the good. The good, however, has been predestinated by thee in two ways, yea, from thy revelation it is evident that it is so composed, that is, in benefits of grace and judgments of justice. Of this the psalmist gives clearest proof. Thou, Lord, lovest both mercy and judgment. Psalm 33, verse 5. And so thou hast graciously predestinated life eternal for all thy elect, and them, without any merit, to eternal glory. For it would have been in vain that thou hast predestinated life for them, unless thou hast also predestinated them for it. So also in nearly the same way thou hast predestinated lasting merited punishment for the devil and his angels, and for all reprobate men, as also thou hast predestinated them for punishment. Undoubtedly it would have been without cause that thou hast predestinated them for the punishment of eternal death, unless thou hast also predestinated them for it. For they would not go to it unless destined, neither would they have been destined unless predestined. Indeed, if even one of the reprobate, which is impossible, had been destined thither, who had not been predestinated, then thou, who before all ages hast been he who is not able even for a moment to be changeable, shouldest have now been shown to be changed. Therefore, because thou, Lord, alone art who thou art, Exodus 3 verse 4, even as thou thyself hast testified, and as David likewise says to thee, thou thyself art forever the same, Psalm 102 verse 27, and as another also says, thou art Lord and changest not, Malachi 3 verse 1, and as thy distinguished preacher, Paul, asserts, thou alone hast immortality, 1 Timothy 6, verse 16, that is, unchangeableness, with whom, and that is said of no one else by the apostle, is no variableness, neither shadow of turning, James 1, verse 17. From this it is manifest very clearly, and should be clear enough to anyone of sober wisdom, that thou hast foreknown and predestinated already, before the ages, without any interval, at the same time and together, the whole as well as each one of thy works. Indeed, this parity is spoken of by Isaiah, I have done those things which are yet to be. Isaiah 45, verse 1. And so it is, with a view to the elect and reprobate, double predestination is called twofold. For while it is one, it is yet double, even as charity and love are frequently spoken of as double both by Augustine and by certain other fathers. For though they are not two, but one, yet with a view to God and the neighbor are double. And thus when it is said by the father Augustine that the works of God are twofold, he clearly wishes to indicate double, and also that the world is said to be of four parts, and yet not four, but one. And that a continent is made of five parts does not mean that he teaches that it is five, but one. Hence, also a double knowledge of the Jews is spoken of by Holy Gregory, and yet, though it be double, it is known to be one. Neither ought it be thought absurd by anyone reasonably and piously wise, if double predestination is believed and known and said without doubting to be a fact, like as thou, our Lord, by nature art one, but at the same time art also personally triune, who certainly, according to this, thy double predestination art good in blessing of some, just in punishing others, as thy Augustine sincerely believes and faithfully asserts. And moreover, as he subsequently confesses, thou art good in all things, seeing that it is good when a debt is paid, and just in all, seeing that it is just when a debt is pardoned without defrauding anyone. All these things, and also this, grace be to thee, I both believe and confess according as thou dost liberally grant thy grace to me. And because by hard work, even by thy grace, I find these things which thou hast set expounded in thy books and in thy books of thy ministers. So I dare not contradict that very perspicuous truth, since I am truly afraid of being denied by thee, as thou hast threatened, and also that oft-repeated sentence of Paul I fear greatly. If any preach to you anything else than what ye have received, let him be accursed. Galatians 1, verse 8.